This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at Never Give Up Your Dream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 22. Beware of group thinkers. The way you make your decision in life tells a lot which kind of personality you are. Do you love to agree with your friends and peers? Do you enjoy sharing their cultural opinions, personal preferences, public trends, societal judgments, and political conclusions? If so, you are a victim of group thinking, a collectivist. The opposite of the individualist. You are not forging your own opinions, lifestyle, attitudes, and assumptions. On the contrary, you love to adapt the mantra of your group. You enjoy to be one of many, and you want to be a sheepish follower of your trendy peers. Group thinking is a social phenomenon that occurs when the desire for group consensus overrides people's common sense desire to present alternatives, critique a position, or express an unpopular opinion. In short, you don't want to be an outsider. You want to think, behave, and decide exactly the way your peers do. There's an easy way how to spot a groupie. They have a very specific characteristics. Groupies are very happy if told that they are trendy, fashionable, or popular. Groupies strongly adhere to the mindset of their friends, buddies, and peers. Groupies feel under an intense pressure from their social environment to make the right decision. Group thinkers display a very specific behavior. Their rationale for decisions, convincing themselves that their group conclusions are the best ones despite the evidence on the contrary. They permanently feel peer pressure to comply with the principal opinion of the group, which appears to penalize everybody who deviates from their standpoint. They fall victim to complacency because within the group there is no disagreement of any kind allowed. They feel very pleasant to always agree with the mainstream opinion. They anticipate some kind of moral majority and they feel it is appropriate to agree with the masses. They feel comfortable with the stereotyping uniformity of the group. They adhere to the group censorship, forcing everybody to conform. This argument is if everybody agrees to something, this can't be wrong. They experience some kind of illusion of unanimity. If you make an unanimous decision, they think this cannot be wrong and spiral out of control. If you're a groupie and happy with your collectivism style of group thinking and living a life of uniform mass ideas, usually found just in totalitarian societies, that's your decision. If you, however, sense a trace of individualism in your blood, you may want to explore your own opinion, feelings, thoughts, and position in your life. Group thinking has a series of negative effects for the society as well as for yourself. That's why we should avoid them. Group thinking limits open-mindedness. It feels safe and natural to accept any group dogma, which automatically results in limiting the scope of opinions. Group thinking always focuses only on what is known and already accepted. No critical, innovative approaches are permitted. Group thinking restricts our flexibility by staying safe with old solution. Group thinking results in a blind commitment to so-called best practices, which means doing things we always did. Group thinking is anti-innovation by adhering to old solutions everybody agrees upon. Group thinking may miss vital changes in politics, markets, or the society. Group thinking drowns fresh ideas and the implementation of them. Group thinking always leads to an overconfidence hurting our own interest. You may want to start your own decision-making process independently of what your friends, peers, trendsetters, and the society at large think. Evaluate what your friends, colleagues, sports club, or school buddies think, value, and decide. Is their position really your view? Are their values really your values? If you are a member of a political party or other public organization, evaluate their programs and positions, whether they coincide with that what is dear to you. Determine objectives in your life. What do you want? What is worth living for? Explore all alternatives to the major trends, fashion, ideas dominating the public sphere. Do I have to think as they do? Do I have to wear the same kind of clothing as they do? Do I have to behave in personal and professional life the way they do? Am I comfortable with their group style approach, or do I want to develop my own ideas and forming my own life? Encourage dissenting ideas without reprisal or negative effects. Never forget, more ideas are always better, especially if they challenge the ruling status. Promote freedom of speech, thoughts, and actions. Allow different ideas to compete. Of course, examine the risk of your own choices in life. Evaluate the feasibility of your ideas. Your own ideas are always good, but they don't mean that they couldn't contain major flaws. Be skeptical to all ideas, also your own choices. Be careful with every assumption. As good as they may sound, they may be just unproven theories and could let you make major mistakes. Sometimes you can't avoid the feeling that nothing feels right. Then go back to the drawing board and re-examine everything. Gather all relevant information from outside, independent sources. Information is everything, but only if the information is reliable. When you gathered everything you need, try to process the information as objectively as you can. This should lead you to the right decision. Last but not least, create a contingency plan. In today's uncertain world, you always need a plan B. There are things you can't avoid in life, such as fires, floods, tornadoes, or pandemics. However, much smaller kind of unforeseen emergency may screw your life also. You may lose your job, destroy your relationship, or have an accident making you lose everything. Group thinking is a cancer of our society. It is a self-imposed straitjacket, limiting our self-development, enhancement the quality of our lives, achieving more, becoming better people, and trying to be a better version of ourselves. Don't be a groupie. You can find much more information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon.
The link is available at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust? Find Out Before It's Too Late; Liberals Hijacking America; Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. nevergiveupyourdream.us.